Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. We often hear from Senator Bernie Sanders regarding legislative issues in Washington that affect Vermont, and we'll hear about the recent defeat of the senator's veterans benefits bill in a moment. But we were also intrigued recently when Vermont's independent senator commented in The Nation magazine that he was prepared to run for president in 2016. Senator Sanders joins us now on the line to talk about exactly what that means and some other pressing issues as well. Senator Sanders, great to speak with you again.
Good to be with you.
Now, just to clarify, you have not announced a candidacy to run for president. What do you mean, though, when you say you are prepared to do so?
Well, this is what I mean. This country today faces more serious problems than at any time since the Great Depression. And if you throw in the huge issue of climate change and the survival of the planet, you can argue that this is one of the most pivotal moments in the history of our country. And what we need in a presidential campaign, what we need in politics in general, is a serious debate about the serious issues facing America and the world. And I do not believe for one moment that I'm the only person who can raise the issues, but I think these are issues that have to be raised. And if other people are not prepared to talk about the most important issues, I'm certainly prepared to do that.
I find that really interesting, what you just said about bringing up the debate. Are you willing to make this run just to raise these issues and do so more than you feel you can now as a senator, regardless of whether you can actually win the presidency?
Well, it's a long way away from, the presidential election. We still have a congressional election to deal with. But I happen to believe, Mitch, that there is a profound disgust today with the political process. And the reason for that is you have a middle class which is disappearing, more people living in poverty than ever before in the history of this country. And yet we also have more income and wealth inequality today than we have seen since the 1920s. And in fact, it is an obscene level, where the top 1% now own 38% of the wealth and the bottom 60% own all of 2.3%. The people on top doing phenomenally well, almost everybody else falling behind. And I do understand that if I ran for president, I would have against me all of the big money interest, the Koch brothers and Wall Street and all these guys. But nonetheless, we need candidates who are prepared to stand up for working families and the middle class. And that's kind of where my mind is right now.
Well, again, I apologize for the speculative nature of this line of questioning, but you do know, you're well aware, that one of the candidates that Democrats are banking on running is Hillary Clinton. Do you feel that she would not be bringing up these issues that you're talking about to the extent that they should be if she ran for the Democratic nomination?
Well, let me respond in a couple of ways. Number one, we don't know if Hillary Clinton is going to run. And second of all, I will tell you that I have known Hillary Clinton from way back when. I knew when she was First Lady and I was in the House. I certainly knew her as a colleague in the U.S. Senate. I like Hillary Clinton very much. No question but that she is a very, very intelligent individual. But I think, as I understand American politics and American history, nobody is anointed, that we need a vigorous debate about issues that impact working families. And I suspect that in that debate, my views will be quite different from Secretary Clinton's.
Now, you mentioned the midterm elections that are coming up. If Republicans retain control of the House, as they are expected to do, and win a majority in the Senate, which is a possibility, would it even matter much whether a Democrat or independent such as yourself wins the White House in trying to enact the kind of agenda that you're talking about and that you champion?
It would matter hugely, in the sense that if you did not have a president prepared to veto the anti-woman legislation that would certainly be coming down the pike, legislation that would make the climate change situation even worse, legislation which would give more tax breaks to the billionaires and the millionaires, legislation that would substantially cut back on programs needed by the middle class and working families, legislation that would attack Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Yes, it is terribly, terribly important that we have somebody in the White House who will veto that legislation. But at the very least, I think it would be a disaster. It would be an unmitigated disaster if you saw the House or the Senate in right-wing Republican control and a Republican president as well.
Senator, let's talk about the Democrats for a minute. You and I have spoken before about income inequality. I know this is a huge issue for you. You've said before that Americans are fed up with the gap between rich and poor, how the middle class is eroding. But if that's so, why are Democrats, the party generally in favor of things like a hike in the minimum wage, open to taxing wealthier Americans, why are they in such a precarious position right now in regard to these midterm elections?
Mitch, that is an excellent question. And I think the answer is that the Democrats, while they are much more sympathetic to the needs of working families, and you're right, it is the Democrats who are trying to extend long-term unemployment benefits, Democrats who are trying to raise the minimum wage, the Democrats who are trying to pass legislation that benefit the right of people to join unions and so forth and so on. While all of that is true, I think they have not been as clear and as united on many of those issues, and I think they have been far too weak in dealing with issues like Wall Street. The largest financial institutions in this country who we bailed out 5 or 6 years ago are now larger than they were before. CEOs of those large financial institutions who have paid billions of dollars in fines for their illegal activity, not one of them has found himself or herself in jail. And I think that the Democrats have not been anywhere near as strong enough in telling the working families and acting so that the average family says, you know what, the Democrats are standing with me and they're prepared to take on a big money interest.
Well, Senator Sanders, if you did run for president, would you do so as a Democrat or an independent?
That is an issue that I've got to talk to a whole lot of people about, and there are advantages and disadvantages of doing both. I am the longest serving independent in American congressional history. The disadvantage is that I do not want to be in a position of helping to elect some right-wing Republican as president of the United States. That I do not want to do and that I'm not going to do, and there are ways that we could deal with that. The disadvantage of running as a Democrat is that right now, for good reasons, you have people all over this country are just sick and tired of the two-party system. They see the Republican Party becoming extremely right-wing, and they do not see the Democrats as being tough enough and standing up for working families. So that is a fair question. I have to talk to a whole lot of people about that, but it's not an answer that I have come up with yet.
Now, this past Thursday, Republicans in the Senate killed a bill that you crafted. It would have provided up to $21 billion for expanding medical, educational, and other benefits for veterans. A group called Heritage Action urged the GOP to vote against the bill, and here's why. It said, quote, "The bill fails to make necessary reforms to the VA system that is already overburdened and flawed, harming both veterans truly in need of assistance and taxpayers in the process." What is your response to that?
Well, Heritage Action is, I believe, one of the groups funded by the Koch brothers. And ultimately, if you look at their goals, it is to move toward the privatization of Social Security, transform Medicare from the program it is today into a voucher program. So these guys do not like government programs which protect the working families of this country or veterans or the middle class. But essentially, what they are saying is just not true. Like other healthcare institutions, the VA has its share of problems, certainly does, and we want to improve that. But if you talk to veterans in the state of Vermont, and you talk to veterans all over the country, as I do every day, you find that people think that the VA healthcare system is pretty good. They are proud of what the VA is doing. And I will tell you that unlike this particular right-wing organization that opposed my legislation, I am very proud that supporting this legislation is the American Legion, the veterans of foreign wars, the disabled American veterans, the Vietnam veterans of America, the Iraq, Afghanistan veterans of America, and every major veterans organization in this country representing millions and millions of veterans who understand that the programs entailed in this most comprehensive piece of legislation will significantly benefit millions and millions of veterans. So that we're opposed by a right-wing group should not be shocking to anybody.
Now, you did have two Republicans that voted for your bill, and you fell just short. Are you going to try to revive this?
We sure are. We sure are. Right now, we are working very, very hard. We're reaching out to Republicans. We're trying to see what kind of modifications we can make in the bill. We won on the floor 56-41. Because of a Republican point of order, we needed 60 votes. There was a Democrat who was not there who would have voted for us. We need three more votes, and I am working very, very hard to get those three votes.
Finally, Senator Sanders, when may we hear from you on whether or not you actually decide to run for the presidency?
There is, look, I think one of the aspects of the political process that the American people really dislike is that it never ends. I mean, you know, the media is asking people who's going to be running in 2096 and so forth. So I think there is plenty of time for that. Right now, the focus obviously is on the midterm elections in 2014.
Senator Bernie Sanders, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay, Mitch. Thank you very much. Take care.